Dynasty Radio 1382.
Understand you by and by. Take nothing less than the suffering best. Do not obey, no mistake or say, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little of faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Good afternoon, family. This is Paula Massey with the Education of the Miseducated System. Thank you for listening today. This is a live call-in talk show. This is Tuesday, the 16th of June. You're listening to Dynasty Radio 1382, the revolutionary radio for revolutionary people. Like I said, this is a live call-in talk show. If you want to call and talk to me, you have a comment or you have a question, just dial 646-716-7572. Follow directions, press number one, it will put you in queue. I'm going to ask that if you really have questions and stuff, call early. Don't wait till the last few minutes of the show, because then I'm not able to answer your questions fully. But I'd love to talk to you and find out what you think about what we're going to be talking about today. I do want to remind you that last week we talked about the literacy program. Literacy in our schools. So today I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the, I may talk a little bit about that, but not much, because last night I was in a meeting and I was really, really impressed with the person who came and spoke at this meeting. She was talking to us about Common Core. And her and some of her friends have gotten together and they started an organization. It's not a nonprofit, but she started this organization and they're following what Common Core is all about. So I really was really, really excited about what they were talking about. And I wanted to share some of that with you today. So I'm glad that you're here on the show listening to me. And we're going to get things started. I know some of you probably know what Common Core is, but we're going to talk a little bit more about it. And share with you some of the things that are happening. Okay. But first of all, before I go there, I wanted to share with you with something that I was at work last night, and I think I was on Facebook. I'm not sure exactly where I was, or I was watching a documentary. But they were talking about our African brothers and sisters over in the motherland in different countries over there, that they're lightening up their skins and they're buying this bleach cream by the thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, because they feel like a lighter skin would be more acceptable than their beautiful dark skin. I say that to say this, family, let's talk to our children. Let's encourage our children. Let our children know that they're beautiful the way they are. They don't have to put these creams. And they're finding out that a lot of these creams are causing different problems in their body because it's soaking through their skin, and it's causing issues. And where they thought it would lighten up, that's causing scarring and just a whole lot of stuff. So let's just talk to our babies and let them know that that's something that they don't need to do. They don't need to lighten their skin, that they're beautiful just like they are. Okay, Common Core. Well, I've been doing some research even after I was on that, when I was at the meeting last night. And the lady who was there, she handed out some handouts, and one was Parents' Guide to Common Core and High-Stakes Testing. And some of the things she talked to us about, one thing that she said that our students could opt out of these testings that the teachers are doing. We have a STAR testing, S-T-A-R testing, a STAR report that comes out every year, and we have all these testings that the students are doing. Well, one of the parents didn't realize that she didn't get the results. They did the test, but she didn't get the results. And we were wondering, why did she get the results? Well, you know, they're doing the data banking. And you probably heard me talk about data banking. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit now. I'll talk about it right now. Let's look at data banking. Data is just information, and they're banking it in a system we call Big Brother, the government system. Now, what they do, a few years back, I was telling you how it was going to change. I know out here in California, if you were going to get free or reduced lunch or had to pay for your lunch, you would have to fill out this paperwork. Your children would come home with all this paper, and you would fill it out. Well, they started now that if you want to get free or reduced lunch, you have to not only fill out that paper, but you have to answer so many other questions, like, where do you work? You have to prove your income. If you say that I'm only making $25,000 a year, that's what you say. Now, you know you can get free lunch like that. Now what they want you to do is prove that that's how much you make. If you're on welfare or you're getting the SNAP EBT card or your food stamps or whatever you're getting, or you're getting supplement income for your children that you have because you're by yourself and your income is so low, you got to even put your caseload numbers in that information. Why? Because now they want to really know who is doing what, and it's called data banking. Anytime your child is going to school, all the information that your child is putting in school, is doing in school, is going to be banked in a database. I'm not sure whether you guys out there in the radio listening to me today, your school districts are still doing textbooks, but out here our schools are opting to do a lot of work on computers. And the computers are at the point where, well, if your child is working at that computer, they're assigned that computer with their name, their social security number. Guess what? Anything that they do on that computer is data banked, is banked in this data. So they'll know what your child is doing, what your child is capable of doing, and what your child is not capable of doing. And I also talked to you one time about how they are putting our children in these pigeonholes. What I'm saying is that they're saying, okay, Johnny's going to be a good fast food restaurant worker. And they're basing that on his academics, his parents' education, his parents' job, all that information they'll be putting in. But we've learned also yesterday that you can opt out of that. You don't have to give them that information. Earlier this year, maybe last year, I talked to you about FERPA. FERPA is a program, and it's F. It's all capital S, it's acronym, and FERPA. And FERPA was, and I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. It's a Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. And that act was to let us know that, okay, you have a right to privacy. Nobody has the right to get any of your information and put it in a database. The government is not allowed to put your information in the database. But in the past year or so, the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act has been, what am I going to say, it has been more lenient. They changed some of the wording and changed some of the standards where now you, your child's information can be data bank, your information can be data bank. So you don't actually have all those educational and privacy acts that you did have a few years ago due to Common Core. Let me share with you when I first heard about Common Core. This is what I was told about Common Core. Common Core was a curriculum or a set of standards that was going to come out, and it's going to cover the whole United States of America and all the states. Only, this is why. Because they want to make sure that if I'm living in Florida and I'm in the sixth grade and my parents move me to New York, that the same education I received in Florida, I'll receive in New York. Well, we come to find out, yes, that's what they based it on, but they found that less than 20%, 12%, It's a low number of people in the United States are moving around like that from state to state. The kids are not moving like that, still in place. I know that when I moved to, I was living in New York. When I moved to Florida, ninth grade, the stuff that I was learning in ninth grade in Florida, I had learned already in fifth grade in New York. But that's just the way it was. Okay, it kind of made me a little bit lazy, but I was able to continue on, and I graduated, and I got a job, and I'm doing okay. So I went to college. Later on in life, but I'm okay. But anyway, that's what Common Core was. And there is a website, and if you're online right now and you're listening to me and you want to go here, we're going to go over this a little bit. It's called Myths and Facts about Common Core. It's called, it's the Common Core, this is what you, it's called www.corestandards.org. And then you're going to hit on about the standards, okay? Myths versus facts. That's, once again, that's www.corestandards.org. So we're going to go over a little bit, and I've been looking at that a little bit. So and I highlighted some things because it really is interesting, some of the things that they're saying. And to me, it's gibberish. It don't make any sense. And my whole thing is, how can they say what they're saying? I hope that all you are there, you listening. And okay, let me go ahead and highlight this here, because I do bring some notes on this page that I'm working on. And you know what? That's good, yeah. It says, you know, what are the educational standards? Now, we know that educational standards are things that they feel like, okay, this is a standard. We want you to meet this level of learning. We had Goals 2000. When Bill Clinton was in there, and Goals 2000 was like, hey, you know what? There's no pass or fail. We're going to pass you guys, but we just want you to get this information, and we want you to become familiar with this information. That was Goals 2000. To me, there was really no standards there. Just make sure the teacher's getting the information out. And then we got Bush came along with No Child Left Behind. Okay? So we got No Child Left Behind, and we've been working on that for years. Yet children are being left behind. No, they're not being left behind in their grade level, but they'll be left being left behind in their educational level. Okay? So that's something that we have to look at. What are we looking? Do we want our children just to continue on the path from grade to grade and not get what they're supposed to get or what we think they're supposed to get? So what are we doing? And I always talk to you guys about my family. I'm going to start calling you guys. I'm always talking to my family about, and you are my family, about education and what it is and what it is not. And I come up with that word inculcate, and I always pull that word up because, to me, when I learned about what that word was, it made a big difference in my mind what education was going to be about in this United States of America. So let's look at this here. Inculcate is a way that the system is constantly bombarding and your child with a set of ideas, a thought pattern. And they do it on a regular basis every day. We know that socialization is the most important function of education. You send your children to school so they could, they want us to socialize. And the reason why they want us to socialize is because they feel like if they socialize these children, they can better know where they're going or what they're doing or what type of child or adult they're going to be, and they're going to gear their education toward that. Social integration, education, they want to impair by imparting values. They also want to integrate people into the broader society. The curriculum of the school is extracurricular activities. The informal relationship among students and teachers. Okay, that's what they want to do, the social integration, which has nothing really to do with their academics, their schooling, but those extracurricular activities. That's what they want to make sure that they're putting in to our children. Now, I'm going to interject this here. with Common Core. Common Core is a program that where there will be, I know out here where I'm at, the teachers, some of them don't even have school books yet. They don't have a curriculum or anything like that. And basically what they're saying is the children, the teachers could, they have a standard, and they said, this is what we want you to teach. These students, we want you to give them this information, but how have you get it to them? That's how we're working right now. And also in some school districts out here, they're suing, some school districts are suing the state because the state has says, well, we're going to use this curriculum, we're going to use computers and stuff. But we have, like, I think they said four little counties in my area where I live, they're very poor school districts, and they can't afford the computers. So what are they going to do? Their children will be left behind. So they're talking about suing. Let me get back to this Common Core here. Okay, what is Common Core, and who led the development of the Common Core standards? That's a very important thing to know. Who started this? And it was the National Governors Association Center for Best Practices, called the NGA, and the Council of Chief State School Officers, the CCSSO. They led the development of the Common Core state standards and continue to lead the initiative. Okay, let's look at this here. They felt like they were going to be doing this because this had the best practices. That's what they were trying to improve, okay? The best practices for our students. And my thing was, how do you know something is a best practice for the student if it has not been proven? This is something new. I can't say that this is best because I haven't proved it. But our teachers and parents and school administrators and experts from across the country together with state leaders provided input into development of the standards. The actual implementation of the Common Core, including how the standards are taught, the curriculum developed, and the materials used to support teachers as they help students reach the standards, is led entirely at the state and local level. Now, wrong. The information I was getting last night was that teachers and parents and school administrators had nothing to do with this. This was something that was slipped under the table. We didn't know. It was the stimulus money. We'll give you this money, and we'll help you with your education. No worry. You're going to be able to reach your standards in your schools and your districts and your counties. We didn't have anything to do with that. Now, even some of our political officials, from what I'm understanding, our state assemblymen and stuff like that, they don't even have a clue because they were not involved in implementing this. It was a group of people, the National Governors Association. They got this from, this is what? The National Governors Association Center for Best Practices. So you got these governors, they come together and they says, okay, you know what, this would really be nice if everybody across the board can have the same education. And, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do this. For best practices of what? Now, as we read on, you're going to see that, as you read here, you're going to see that some of the things they have, the pros and cons, and some of the there's frequently asked questions, and then there's myths and facts. Okay. They said this is one of the myths. Adopting Common Core standards means bringing all state standards down to the lowest common denominator. This means that states with high standards are actually taking a step backwards by adopting the Common Core. Now, they said that that's a myth. But the fact, they say, is that the standards are designed to build upon the most advanced current thinking about preparing all students for success in college, career, and life. What is that saying? This will result in moving even the best state standards to the next level. In fact, since this work began, there has been an explicit agreement that no state would lower its standards. The standards were uniformed by the best in the country, the highest in the national standards, and evidence and expertise about the educational outcomes. Okay, now they go on and say we need college and career-ready standards because even in high-performing states, students are graduating and passing all the required tests but still need remediation in their post-secondary work, and we know that. You can have a child that is going to AP classes, advanced placement classes, and when they get to college and they take their placement test to see what classes they're going to take, a lot of times they go into these remedial classes. Even though they've taken calculus and stuff, they go into that and thinking that they're going to go up a little bit higher, but they got to go back down because they really haven't gotten it. At the meeting last night, we had a young girl. She's a high school student. I think she's going to be a junior, this year. I think that's what she's going to be. Anyway, she was telling us, well, because she's going to be a junior, she doesn't have to do the Common Core. She's too far gone in her education to adopt this Common Core. But there are students that are in her AP class, that are in AP class, advanced placement classes. They're not getting the same education that she's getting, especially when it comes to history. This is what she said last night. She said, there are students that are in our AP classes that are not getting the same education or the same American history that we're getting. Common Core is opting out, is kicking out a lot of the history that we as we know it. They will no longer be teaching about Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., Texas is opting out because they're not teaching about the Alamo. There's very little information in the books that, well, they have books that are going to be talked about the World War II. So she said what her the teachers, the students are saying, we didn't have a test to take, so our teacher had to develop a test for us. She had to make a test up according to what she was teaching. Now, a Sally Sue teacher over here is making a test up, and Bobby Sue teachers over here making a test of how is that common between them? It's not common. Okay, let's go on. Let me see where we at here. All right, missing facts. This is what they said, one of the myths. The standards only include skills and do not address the importance of content knowledge. They said this is a fact. The standards recognize both content and skills are important. You know, I'm not going to even read any of this anymore because you know what it's upsetting me now because they're not even, the facts are just so vague. Well, I could say that it's important. Yeah, it is. We recognize that it's important. But what are you? How are you going to address it that you're not including the skills? Are you including the skills in this Common Core? Are you including the skills that our children need in order to have a decent education? I'm going to say some things, but I want you to really look at it yourself. If you're really interested in this and your children are still in the public school system, you need to know what's going on. You really do need to know what's going on with your children and how much information you're allowing these students to have, these teachers to have. Let me see here. I'm going to go over here to the frequently asked questions. That's where I want to go. There it is. All right. Were teachers involved in the creation of the standards? They said yes. Teachers have been a critical voice in the development of the standards. They're a critical voice now because they don't know what the heck is going on. So now you're having to develop something. There was no curriculum developed, only a standard saying this is what we want to see happen. There was no way that was given for these teachers and whoever is teaching to say this is what you would use to reach that standard. None of that was given, but just a set of standards. Listen to me. With teachers involved in the creation of the standards. They said they worked on work groups and feedback groups. I don't know. They said teachers provided input on the Common Core standards during the two public comment periods. public comment period. For one thing, they say Common Core is a state standard. It is not a state standard. It's a government standard. It's a standard that some people have come together and say, this is what we want to see happen in the United States. The only thing that your state or even your school district could do is implement 15% of what they want to put. Everything else has to be Common Core. So it's not a state standard. And one of the things the lady was telling us that you need to opt out of these state testing, because once we start opting out, our teacher, you don't have to take these tests. You can opt out. And if they don't have a form, write it on a piece of paper and make copies and sign it and turn it in and says, I do not want my child to be taking any of these state tests, and I do not want my child information to be databanked. You can opt out of that. But see, we didn't know that. We've always figured that whatever the school is doing, they know best. And I'm sending my child there 5 days a week, sometimes 8, 9 hours a day. And if they're in any sports or any clubs, they're even in there more. What I'm hearing in my area right now, as far as this Common Core is concerned, parents don't know what to do with their children. One of the people that I work closely with, she works at an after-school program, and she was telling us that a little girl came in there, and she says, first grade, I'm not sure. She's having a problem with a math problem. She wondered, is this right? So my friend looked at it, and she says, oh, this is the answer I'm getting. Went to another after-school program person. Yeah, this is the answer I'm getting. So they went to a higher school-level teacher. I think it was a second-grade teacher. She says, yeah, this is the answer I'm getting. So all three of them got the same answer. The mama got the same answer. But when the girl went back to school, it was the wrong answer. And she came back and she told the teachers, my mama don't know how to do math. So they had to tell her, whoa, back up. Your mama knows how to do math. This, what they're doing now is, I don't know. So what we're looking at in our little area, what's happening, the kids are getting very frustrated. They don't want to go to school. Parents can't help them, so what are you doing? You're separating that time when parents could come together and work with their children. You're separating them from that time that they can have with their children because they don't know what's going on. You have teachers that are coming in that don't know how to work, can't understand the Common Core standards because they've been teaching regular for 30 years, 20 years, and now you throw this on them. But now they have to go to special classes, and your student now is sitting in the classroom with a substitute teacher. This lady was saying that her child had more substitute teachers during her sixth grade year than she's had in the whole time that she's been in public school. We're wasting money. We're wasting money for what? It looks like colleges are going to be aligning themselves up with this Common Core. And the whole thing about opting out of the testing, and if there's nothing to show that your child has taken these tests, they're going to try to say that, well, your child won't be able to go to college. But there are ways that they can get around it. There are ways that your child can get around it, and if that child still wants to go to college, they'll look at their scores. You cannot tell these parents that, oh, if they don't take this test, they won't be able to go to college, when there's so many other things that colleges look at. Here they go again. Who was involved in the development of the Common Core state standards? States across the country collaborated with teachers, researchers, and leading experts. You cannot, okay, look at the word Common Core. There's something in the middle of something that's common among all of them, and it has to be common among all 50 states. So they say states across the country collaborated with teachers, researchers, and leading experts to design and develop the Common Core state standard. When it says states across the country collaborated with teachers, what states across the country? Who was that? Okay, here's some things that I want to ask. Answer. How do Common Core state standards compare to previous state education standards? And how much will it cost states to implement Common Core state standards? And what is the appropriate way to cite Common Core standards? Okay. Let's see where we at with that. Okay. How does the Common Core standards compare to previous state education? This is what they're saying. The Common Core was developed by building on the best state standards in the United States, examining the expectations of other high-performing countries around the world, and carefully studying the research and literature available on what students need to know and be able to do to be successful in college and career and life. No state was asked to lower their expectations. The evidence-based standards were developed in consultation with teachers and parents from across the country, so they are all so realistic and practical for the classroom. How do Common Core state standards compare to previous state education? Did you get an answer to that one? I don't know whether I got the answer to that. If you're listening to me today, remember that this is a live call-in talk show. Call in, answer, talk to me. Let's talk about some of this stuff because maybe I'm just not getting it. Help me. Now I say, how much will it cost states to implement Common Core state standards? Costs for implementing the standards will vary from state to state and territory. While states already spend significant amount of money on professional development, curriculum and materials and assessments, there will be some additional costs associated with the Common Core, such as training teachers to teach the standards, You know, I have a problem with that right now, and I have a problem with that because look what you just said. You said training teachers to teach the standards. What was wrong with the other? What's wrong with 1 + 1 = 2? What's wrong with algebra? What's wrong with geometry? What's wrong with reading and comprehension? What's wrong with cursive writing and printing? What's wrong with American history? What's wrong with world history? What's wrong with social studies? What's wrong with civil rights teaching? What's wrong with all that stuff? Why do you have to teach them to teach something different? It's not happening. Do you know how difficult it would be if I've been a teacher for 20 years and I've been teaching a certain way? Then now I'm going to have to learn these different standards? And the standards are more, they say it's critical thinking, so I'm having to teach a whole different way. Goals 2000 was just, I'm familiarizing you with the information. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, oh, well, it's moving right along. No Child Left Behind, they had their standards, and they pushed it up. They said, I want the children now to start learning algebra, but it was still algebra at a certain grade level. Here, it is totally different. Let me see if I could pull up one of the flyers from last night. And on the flyer, it was really kind of comical to me. I think I have it right here. Do I have it right here? No. I'm going to have to get that flyer. It was very comical to me because there was like a little cartoon there. And it really depicts what this Common Core standard is really doing and what it's all about. Where is it? I just had them. Here it is. I'm going to read it to you. And I think it was off of Bing, the images. So usually as you pull up Common Core, you get a whole lot of things on the images. It says Common Core, Jack has a cat and Jill has a pail of water. If Billy has $5, how many figs will his dog eat? Write your constructed response using a bar graph. Okay, let me read it to you again. Jack has a cat, and Jill has a pail of water. If Billy has $5, how many figs will his dog eat? Write your constructed response using a bar graph. You didn't give me no information. You really didn't give me any information. what you gave me was the beginning of a little nursery rhyme, Jack and Jill. So I became, and you threw in the pail there, and we knew that Jack went up the hill with a pail of water to fetch a pail of water. Okay, then you threw in there that Jill had a pail of water and Jack has a cat. Then you threw in there that if Billy has $5, how many figs will his dog eat? This is the kind of stuff, this is what they call critical thinking. Give me a break, I'm not sure, but that's what's going on. All right, how much will it say cost the states to implement Common Core state standards? Common Core, such as training teachers to teach the standards, developing and purchasing new materials, and other aspects of implementation. Now, I'm going to tell you, new materials, because the old stuff is no good anymore. School districts, they usually change their books out every 3 years. So they order all these books, and a lot of times they don't even use the books. So homeschool parents, if you want to use some of the books that your school districts have been getting ready to throw away, you need to go and ask their warehouse what are they having a sale or what are they going to do with their old curriculum, okay, old books. Get them. You can always get those and teach out of them and build your own curriculum out of it, okay? Someone to create their own curriculum, I don't have a problem with that. But out of here, you can create your own curriculum for your child also. So basically, they're going to be getting rid of all of these books. They're going to be paying for new materials. And what I'm understanding is that some books that they have, and I kind of looked this up, you know, they gave the name of these people who developed this curriculum, and I think I have it in my notebook, so I'm going to look right now. But I need to look and see who is developing this curriculum. And it's like it's not even a textbook, it's a book that you could write in. So when you get these books, guess what? Every year you're going to have to get a new different book because you're writing in these books. You can't pass a book on to another student and books have already been written in. So it's like a workbook. That's what they have, sort of workbook. Sort of like if you go to like a school supply house and you want to go down the aisle, you want to find a book on geometry. It'll usually be a workbook and gives you programs and problems that you can solve and teach a little different things that you can do, okay? Good here. Let me see. The name of the people who, it's called U.S. Textbooks. U.S. Textbooks. That's probably where a lot of our Common Core books are coming from. And I'm getting ready to type that in right now because I didn't get a chance to do it earlier. So bear with me. U.S. textbooks. There it is. It pops right up. Yes, that's what I mean. Okay. U.S. textbook publishers. Oh, one thing. While I'm looking at this, Bill and Melinda Gates was really big on this, Common Core. Because all of your children's work is going to be done on iPads and all of these other little, Chromebooks and Microsoft. So all this stuff is going to be involved with them. So they're pushing it because they know that they're going to make some big money on this. So let's look at here. Textbooks, U.S. textbooks, my new publishing, U.S. textbooks. And, you know, it looks like I'm going to have to do a little bit more research on it because it's not coming up with a lot of stuff that I want. So we just have to look at that. I'll have to look at that later on and maybe talk about it next week or post it on there. Too much to look at right now. Okay? So basically, that's what's going to be happening. Okay, so they're going to be... so. You know that it's going to cost more because they're going to be dealing with computers and they're going to have these textbooks that, not really textbooks, but they're workbooks. Okay. right now they're working with math and reading and writing, okay? Eventually, our science and social studies and all that. But they have already implemented that there's certain books that will not be taught, certain subjects that will not be taught. And there are like 13 states that are already opting out of Common Core. They said, oh, no, we're not going to do this. So, and like I tell you a few about this a couple of years ago when we first started talking about Common Core, there's a gentleman that I have been watching on YouTube, and he was saying, you know, look what they're doing. They're making our children slaves. I'm like, this white guy is like, what? So they're making our children slaves. They're trying to make them learn what they want them to learn, and they're not going to be able to learn what they want to learn. And so somebody said, well, what about if they want to go to college? This is what he said. He said, we'll start our own colleges. Texas, he says, no way are we going to have this. We can't teach the Alamo. And they said that's part of the Texas history. They don't want to teach anything like that. They want to eliminate everything from our history, from the history. They're trying to rewrite the history of the United States, make it not look so bad, make it look good to everybody. So you're not going to get Rosa Parks. You're not going to get Malcolm X. You're not going to get Cesar Chavez. So all of that history, they're not going to have. So let me see the process here. Okay. One of the things they ask is, what evidence and criteria were used to develop the standards? The standards made careful use of a large and growing body of evidence, including scholarly research, surveys on the skills required of students entering college and workforce training programs, assessment data identifying college and career-ready performance. So they've already been data banking. How do they get this information if they're not data banking? Finding from trends in international mathematics and science, and other studies which conclude that the traditional United States mathematics curriculum must become substantially more coherent and focused in order to improve student achievement. Now, I'll tell you this. I know that we have a substandard education. But I also know that there's other people that are coming over to this country because they have a substandard education also. But I do also know that there are other countries that are way ahead of us, way ahead of us. And we know that if you go into the hospital right now, you have your doctor, Dr. Purdue, Dr. Sidhu. You have a lot of East Indian doctors there. They're coming over because this is where they could come get their education. This is where they could come work, okay, and make the money that they need to make. So all of what we have is not bad, but and we do need to increase some of our stuff. But I'm talking to you today about this Common Core standards because it really plagued me last night when I was listening to this lady because my question was, for the person who wants to start their own private school, how would that implement them? Another person said, how will it implement the homeschooler? If you don't have received any government funding, you can do whatever you want to do. But this is one thing they said, that once the colleges start implementing this into their curriculum, it may be hard for your child to go to a college. But I'm not buying that because President Obama had put out that we had to race to the top and he wanted to see as many of us, adults, young people, get to college, go to college, finish college, graduate from college, and get a good job. So I can't see that the college is going to say, oh, you can't go to my college because you didn't do Common Core. So I'm not even looking at that, but I'm saying that as a parent, if your child is in the public school system, I really would love for you to really look and see what's going on. Ask about the Common Core. Go to the school board meetings, and don't just go by yourself. Take a group of you with. I know there's more than you out there that are wondering that your child is coming home and you can't help with the work and you don't know what's going on and they're closing up schools and packing schools out and come on now. There's more than one of you that have a concern about what's going on in the educational system. So my suggestion to you is go to those school council meetings, go to those school board meetings, more than one. If you go in there with at least 10 of you and know that there hasn't been that many in you, or if you live in a big city, you might have a lot of black people going in, but if you in a small town, y'all right in there, and you got 10, 15 people running up in there at the same time on the same day and on a consistent basis, and have those 5 minutes to say what you want to say and disagree, and then talk to the person who's in your district, okay? If you have a school board member that is in your district, you need to talk to them because you voted for them. Hello? Whether you voted or not, somebody voted for them. And they're running. They say, okay, well, this is my district is pretty good with this. We don't have a problem with y'all implementing. Yes, implement that. Oh, we don't have a problem. Yes, we recommend that teacher come in. So the principal doesn't hire the teacher. The principal makes a recommendation to the school board, and the school board hires the teacher. And if you have a problem with a teacher that you think that they're getting ready to hire, you need to speak up. You need to speak to your school board person that's in your district and say, oh, no, we want to have a meeting with you. And not only you go, but more than you go. You need to implement the agencies that are in your community that are going to stand up for you, because it's time. It is really time. I told my friend a few years back, that if we don't stand up to what's going on, we're going right back into slavery. Look at our prison system. It is already a slavery institute. It has involuntary slavery. And that's what our 13th Amendment said, that they would abolish involuntary slavery except if a crime was committed. And crime is committed, so they put our people in jail. If they don't put them in jail, they kill them. And they're working. Do you remember when you used to go to school, those metal trash cans? Those greenish, grayish-looking trash cans, those were made by the prison system. A lot of our license plate, a lot of stuff is made by the prison system. You don't go to work no more. You can't work in these little menial jobs because the prison system is doing it now. And they make it 25 cents per an hour. That's slavery to me. And then on top of that, we're going back to the place where when Dr. Martin Luther King was marching, we're getting whipped upside the head. We're getting shot at. Our young ladies are being accosted. Look at this. Look what happened with the young girl who was with the at the pool party. That was not even called for. And then you had some stupid teacher. She went way back. She said, oh, yeah, let them stay on their side of town. We stay on our side. Let them kill each other. And let us people who are peaceful people live. So every white person is peaceful. I don't think so. Jeffrey Dahmer, okay? Let's look at all these people, the Son of Sam. They're peaceful people. White people, y'all have some crazy folks up in your area too, so let's not go there, okay? And she needed to be fired for making statements like that. She really did need to be fired, and she don't need to go back into any other school. And then on top of that, you got one teacher. She's helping a little black boy. He's being bullied, calling all kinds of niggas and talking about he looks like a coon, he has an ugly face. And she gets fired because she tells the students who are bullying him that when you bully him, you're messing with me. They run home and tell their parents, and the parents tell the school board or whatever, and she gets fired. How crazy is this system? Now, if you still want your child in the public school system, you're going to have to be a part of what's going on. You're going to have a voice. You're going to have to be that voice. You're going to have to make a change, you and a group of people. But if you decide that you want to homeschool your children, you know, you could go back into my archives, pull up some information. You'll see them. Listen to them. Go online. Look at homeschool.org, homeschooling.org. They have a lot of information. You could just go YouTube, Facebook. All these different search engines and things that you could go in to find out what is it going to take for you to homeschool, unschooling, whatever you need, you can get it. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, this is something that I need to do for my child. If your child loves to read and don't love to read, it's only because they're not reading in school. They're taking a lot of the books that your child loves to read, those classics. and they're not reading them. But as a homeschool parent, you can still have your classes, and you can also put in your Afrocentric information. You could teach them about Rosa Parks. You could teach them about Harriet Tubman. You could teach them about Nat Turner. You could teach them about the Dred Scott decision. You could teach them about Lewis Latimer. You could teach them about Sarah Boone. You could teach them about all of these people. You could teach them about, you know, anything that you want to do, teach them about. You could teach them about other countries in Africa. You could even teach them Swahili if you want to, because that is your school, that is your child, and you want your child to have the best education that you want them to have. So today was just a little overview of Common Core. I want to thank you guys for listening. I see that you were there. You're listening. Nobody said anything, but I'm pretty sure you guys were listening because you always listen so patiently to me, and I appreciate you. I appreciate the calls that I get when I do get them. Wonderful things that you guys do for me, and posting different things on the Education of the Miseducated System Facebook page. Thank you, Empress T. You've always stayed posting, and I love the things that you do post because I can send them out and they disturb a fire of my little community here, and I thank you for that. Well, it's almost that time. It's 5:58. I got 2 more minutes, and I'm going to remind you that you are your child's first teacher. You know what it takes to motivate that child. You had that child. You carried that child within you for the last 9 months. And even if that is not your child, if you chose to adopt that child, there's something that you saw in that child that you wanted to improve upon. If it's another family's child that you're taking care of, that is your child now. You know what it takes, okay? You're with that child at night. You're with that child during the daytime. When that child steps on that school campus, it becomes a guessing game. That teacher does not know how to teach that child. The teacher does not know what it takes to motivate. I remember a few years back in 2005, I was sitting at an African-American Teachers Association, and the superintendent of schools in Fresno, Mr. Hansen, he says, I need your help. He was a new superintendent of school. He told a room full of black people, I need your help. I don't know how to teach your children. I don't know how to reach your children. Hip, hip, hooray for the white man saying, acknowledging, and that's what it's about, acknowledging what you don't know how to do. Okay, and he acknowledged, come together to try to show him how to do things, okay? That's how it is right now. They don't know how to teach your children. They have not ever known how to teach your children. They don't know what your children need. They don't know what our children need. So we as parents, we have to do that. We have to step in and do what we need to do as parents. I'm loving all of you. I want to thank you for listening today to the Education of the Miseducated System. You have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll see you here on next week. Goodbye.
Just move on.
Dynasty Radio, 1382.